Good morning, Facebook. Today is the 26th of September, Saturday morning. I'm running a little bit late because I had to go out and mow my grass. But anyway, we've entitled this morning's devotional, The Gift of Life to His People, His Eternal Life through Jesus Christ. The Gift of Life to His People, His Eternal Life through Jesus Christ. And it was predestinated before we were born that we would receive this gift of eternal life. We had no hand in it, as a friend of mine always says. Everybody wants to have a hand in it. We had no hand in it. Jesus paid it all. All to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before His throne I stand in Him complete, He died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. A lot of conditionalists say you have to do this or you have to do that to receive the gift of eternal life, but Scripture says something entirely different. It says all that the Father, Jesus Christ Himself, said in John 6:37, all that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. So the gift of God to His people, that's the qualifier to His people, not to everyone without exception, to His people, is eternal life through Jesus Christ, death on the cross. And a lot of people forget the absolute perfect sacrifice Jesus made at the cross. At the cross, where I first saw the light and my burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. It's called being born again by the Spirit of God. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. Many are preaching another gospel. You know, the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of all of His people. Good morning, YouTube. YouTube, we've entitled this video that the gift of God is eternal life to His people through Jesus Christ. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me, just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Many today are into self-redemption. I just read from Romans 3:24, Romans 3:26, Isaiah 45:21, Isaiah 53:6. Psalm 85:10, Romans 6:23, 1 Peter 2:23, 2 Corinthians 5:10, Romans 14:12, Ezekiel 18:4. Today, many are into self-redemption. They think they can redeem themselves by their works. I had a Roman Catholic tell me one time, I'm working my way to be saved. I'm working my way to be saved. I was able to share the gospel with him. Of course, he rejected it, but my conscience was cleared. When my case against the state of Missouri was going on, and many of you know about that, for refusing to license homosexuals as foster parents and place children with homosexuals, and I was terminated because of that, so I filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Missouri, and Jesus Christ won the victory for us. But the Roman Catholic attorney that was involved with J. Seculo, Francis Mannion, I called him, was sharing the gospel with him one time about grace. And you know what he told me? Do you know how many people were praying to their patron saints on the day of our victory in court? His patron saint was Francis of Assisi. And I told him, you know what? Praying to the dead accomplishes nothing. The only person that won the case for us was not Jay Sekulo or Francis Mannion or any of the other attorneys involved. Jesus Christ won the victory for us, not a patron saint. People want to think they have a hand in their salvation. They think by doing all these works, it's going to merit God's favor. Salvation is unmerited. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And so those who try to hold on to a work salvation are in deep darkness. If we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world, what is our hand in that? His bleeding hands and feet are proof. Christ's bleeding hands and feet are proof that God the Father's demands were met. Foreordained before creation, God's decree was already set. Before you and I were ever born, he was slain, you see. His bleeding wounds and hands and feet were a crucial part of this decree. God's justice was met through Christ on Calvary for such a wretched sinner, and that sinner was me. Thank you, Lord, for suffering in my stead to raise me to new life from the dead. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. On his mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory, the communion and fellowship with him in the great by and by. But if our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin, just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the New Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made certain by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to the end is a marvelous exercise for those of us who are born again. Well, there are many things we don't understand. How God created the world in 6 days and holds the world in the palm of his hands. How our salvation was planned by him before time began. How Satan and evil were all a part of his plan to reveal unto us his son being born in a manger and dying on the cross to save our souls from danger of being cast into eternal fire and lost, reconciling us to God, his death. What a tremendous cost. Yes, there are many things we cannot fully understand, but for God's people, he has revealed his son in them. mysteries of the earth, the moon and the sun, mysteries of many things that are invisible to see, mysteries of eternity and the relationship between the Father and the Son, mysteries of magnetism, light and electricity, mysteries of the afterlife and eternity past, mysteries of future, looking through a looking glass, mysteries of heaven and what it will be like. Thank you for revealing to us the mystery of your Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I hope the good Lord is with you this weekend. I hope you're having a blessed weekend in the Lord. And may we always remember that Jesus Christ gave his people the gift of salvation through the sacrifice of himself.